right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Sonoma Raceway in advance of Sunday's Toyota Save Mart 350. We are joined by Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford, who is the current points leader with two wins this season, is looking for his first win here at Sonoma, but does have a road course win at Watkins Glen. We will open it up to questions for Joey. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. Start over here against the window.
Yeah, Joey, the carousel, how did that affect the both practices for you?
I think it's affected us way before we got here. just trying to figure out, you know, what it's going to take to go fast through the carousel, but also still have, the control you need through the rest of the racetrack. And, you have a few laps of just trying to figure out where you're going and then figure out what you need in your car and then start working on it. So, we all have plenty of time to work on it and figure it out. The thing that's still an unknown is how does it race, right? We got behind some cars in traffic and in practice and just seeing, what effects it has to your car and those little things. But, still a lot of unknowns until we race, really, in all honesty.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Obviously, you know what happened at the truck race with Ross Chastain last week in the DQ, and I'm curious because you weren't in exactly the same position a few years ago, but you had, you had a win that you weren't able to use. And so I'm curious, is there anything that you learned through that experience that could help Ross, or do you have advice for him on how to deal with knowing that, you had it, and then it wasn't there, and then you keep having to plug away to try to make a kind
of
win again?
You just keep going. There's not much you can do. Maybe I'm not the best one to give the advice. It took us a year and a half to recover, so maybe I'm not the best to answer that. But in all honesty, I don't know. It just it stinks. Stinks for everybody, right? And it's not great for the sport. It's not great for their race team in particular, or Ross, or anyone. So you take your hits and you keep on going, right? You don't quit. You just keep pushing and you keep trying to figure it back out and figure new things out, and you move on from there. So I don't think he needs much advice. I'm pretty sure he's going to be just fine. He's a pretty good race car driver, and he's showing that lately. So I'm sure he'll get through this, and the way that truck runs, I wouldn't be surprised if they get another win.
Go to Pat and then Woody.
Pat DeCola, NASCAR.com. You had just a crazy good stats year in 2015. You won the title last year. With the wisdom and experience you've gained over the past few years, are you a better driver now than you've ever been?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You always get better. That's why in this sport, and in a lot of sports too, it's hard for the youth to compete with the old veterans, right? The guys that have been around for a long time and have been through plenty of things like Bob was just talking about, right? You've been through all this stuff, you've been here, done that, in a lot of situations. And so, nothing's new to you. You know how to prepare, you know how to handle pressure, you know how to handle adversity, drama. you've been through it. You've been there. And until you go through this stuff, a lot of times you just don't know, right? I mean, you can lean on as many, retired race car drivers as you want, but you have to figure out what works for you, and what works for somebody else doesn't typically work for you a lot of times. So you just got to find your groove and find who you are and as a racer and as a person and how you want to handle situations. And, then you can kind of keep going from there. And that's why you get drivers in the sport, and they find a home and they can keep going for a long time because they just keep getting better. Look at Kevin and, Jimmy, and then a lot of these guys that have been out here for a long time, they're not falling off. They're still really good, and they're using their wisdom to their advantage. So if there is any, way you fall off from age, and I don't know if there is or not, I don't feel like I'm at that point yet, but they're able to overcome it with their wisdom.
Go to Woody.
Woody came with MRN. Joey, look ahead a week for us, if you will, Chicagoland. Hottest blazes there last year, but this package seems to favor that kind of track. What are you kind of race are you expecting?
You're going to see the Chicago. You're going to have cars, I think, right up against the wall. Cars right on the bottom of the racetrack. I think a race kind of like, I always thought Chicago was like a mini Fontana. You know, I always kind of looked at it that way. Is there's some tire wear, there's some bumps. It's fairly flat. It's just smaller, right? And so, you know, there's different lanes on the racetrack. The way the seams are on the racetrack, it looks to me just like Auto Club Raceway. And you know, I guess, you know, when I see Chicagoland, that's what I think of. So I don't think the race will look much different than that.
I'm going to check upstairs in the media center, see if there are any questions up there.
No questions upstairs.
Any? Oh, right here.
Donna Beth Wellman, Benicia Herald. I've been hearing that some people going through the carousel the first time get a little queasy, or they feel different as they go through the twists and turns. What are you finding out, not just as you feel it through the race car, but also yourself? Did you experience anything?
No. I mean, it's a little bit of a jump. You know, you kind of go up, and then you crest the hill, and you go down for a while, and you obviously feel those forces on your body, but nothing that's not unexpected. You know, you can see the incline, and you know that's going to create some pressure and create some grip right before you have no grip when you get to the top of the hill. I call it the jump, but I think it's a jump. If you go fast enough, you can probably jump it, but I'll let somebody else try that first. That's where the wisdom comes in. You let someone else jump it first.
Go to Jeff.
I get there's a lot of good things and positives about this weekend. I mean, whether it's the weather or the scenery or doing something different, or, I mean, you guys are all driving yourselves here because you're staying at nice hotels because, you know, the motorhomes aren't here and stuff like that. Is there something specifically, though, that you feel like is contributing to everybody being in such a good mood compared to an average race here?
Is everyone in a good mood?
It just seems like there's a good vibe or something. You know, everybody's,
you wait till Sunday
happy
afternoon.
Yeah.
There'll be one person in a good mood. This place can piss me off like no other, believe me. So there's been many times I've been smiling and leaving Sonoma. So hopefully this is the weekend that it is, but you know, it does have a different vibe, right? I mean, you come, like you said, the scenery is different. You're road racing, you know. But to me, the intensity level is just as high. You know, I want to win here as bad as anybody to try to get something happen, make something happen here. This has been, I think, of our two toughest racetracks for Team Penske, it's Sonoma and Dover, and we just really want to figure it out. So, you know, I'd say there's a lot of effort that gets put into this racetrack from back at the shop and the way we prepare to when we get here. And, you know, we keep trying different things and hopefully hit on something, because it seems like those teams and drivers that hit on something here, it goes forever. Yeah, right? It's the same cars that go fast here no matter what the rules package is, no matter what the track layout is. It just seems like it's the same cars that go fast here. The ones that they figure out how to make the tires last on the car, you know, and you know, you're not going to see anything different when it comes around to Sunday. You're going to see the same cars that have been fast here the last 4 or 5 years. They're going to be fast again. It already looks like it from practice. So they might be sleeping easy and having fun and drinking wine, but I won't be doing that.
We'll go to Lee.
Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Can you just talk about Roger winning the Presidential Medal of Freedom?
Yeah, what an amazing honor for him. You know, those awards, you think about what Roger is being able to accomplish as an American, right? And as a business owner, as a, you know, motorsports tycoon. I mean, the guy's amazing, what he's done, right? And the Indy 500 wins, the championships, the, you know, all racing different types of series and across the world. You know, to me, that's incredible. And you know, the selflessness that he also shows, which he honestly doesn't show, but he is. You know, the way he supports a lot of, you know, charitable initiatives and does it quietly, I think that says a lot about a person. You know, so I think, you know, it's much deserved. I'm excited for him. You think about some of the awards he's won lately, the Hall of Fame and now this, that's something that, he should be very proud of. And I'm honored to know the guy you know, after knowing all that, it's incredible to work for him.
And you've had tremendous success at Daytona. Now we're going back there with a completely different package, and handling is always, you know, comes into play more at Daytona than anywhere else, and just kind of wondering, you know, what your take will be once we go there next month.
You're catching me off guard a little bit here. It's a few weeks out on me. You know, I think, yes, you're right. Daytona always has more handling effects than Talladega, and we haven't brought this rules package there yet. It's not going to have as much handling characteristics that are challenging as much as it used to be there, right? I mean, the downforce that's added to these cars will have significantly more grip than what we used to have, although everyone just trims them out more and more to try to overcome that piece, to try to get all the drag out, and then that takes all the handling back out. But it still has more handling than they used to, and the pack seems to be a little closer. The runs are a little bit harder to stop. It seemed like that's how it was in Talladega. That's not going to be any different. You know, you got that big blade, and being out front is pretty challenging. So it's harder than it used to be because that bubble behind the car seems to be smaller. Extra 100 horsepower. We got a few hundred more pounds of drag on the car, too, of a horsepower drag, if you look at it that way. So it kind of levels back out.
Go back to Bob.
When they announced the policies of the DQ at the start of the year, I think some of us wondered how much would the DQ mean versus kind of what happened to you, where you got to keep the win, but none of the benefits of the win. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that some of us wondered was, well, would NASCAR really do it? Like, would they? So I'm curious if you felt the DQ was much more devastating to Ross than maybe what happened to you. Did you get that sense? And also, does it send a message at all to the Cup Garage that, yeah, NASCAR is willing to go that far?
Oh, no doubt. Definitely sends a message. We all watched it, right? Whoever we were, I think everyone had their TV on watching it, and at least hearing about it in the news this week. You know, it's devastating for a lot of different reasons. You know, first and foremost, you think of points, and you think of the benefits of the win, the playoff points, the getting into the playoffs for their situation. You know, it's as if they didn't show up. You know, so that's a pretty big deal. But I think for that team in particular, you think of the money. I think, wasn't there a $50,000 bonus for winning that? And there's a stage win. I think you won a stage as well. Yeah, that's a hit. That's a huge hit. You know, so, you know, those truck teams aren't necessarily rolling in sponsor dollars out there. So pretty tough for him. It's a big hit.
If this was last year, he wouldn't have kept the bonus. He wouldn't have gotten the points. So, but I'm curious if the actual DQ of not being able to keep the win resonates.
Like the stat.
Yeah.
The stat and the trophy.
Yeah.
If you're a stat guy, I guess it does. Yeah, if you're into stats and racking them up, then I guess it does. But honestly, I think the points are the biggest thing. That's the biggest hit. And for them, the cash is probably as big, if not bigger.
Are you a stat guy?
I like looking at stats, yeah. I do. Yeah, I like seeing where we're at and trying to move your way up through the win list and things like that. Yeah, I like looking at that stuff. Only when I'm winning, though. That year we didn't win much. I didn't look. I didn't want to. Nothing good was happening.
All right. Any final questions for Joey? All right, Joey, thanks for joining us.
Cool.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. See you guys.